Wilbur, Nebraska is the self-appointed Czech capital of the USA. Over the 3rd, 4th and 5th of August, it held its annual Czech Days Festival for the 46th time. The town of 1,700 welcomed some 50,000 visitors and treated them to traditional Czech food, traditional Czech music and some good old Americana as well. Following on from the celebrations, I called Russ Karpyshek, the state senator for Wilbur District. I don't think I was too popular ringing him up the morning after the night before. Going on the croaky sound of Senator Karpyshek's voice, I asked if there'd been a lot of screaming and shouting at the Czech Days Festival.
Yes, there was. A lot of fun and hooping and hollering.
What sort of things normally happen at this Czech Days Festival?
There's a lot of polkas and fun and dancing and just everything that you can try to do. There's just everything going on.
Mr. Karpyshek went on to describe the sort of music that was played throughout the festival in a bit more depth.
Well, I'm a member of the alumni band. We march almost 200 alumni every year through the parade. And there's also a bunch of bands play at the Sobel Hall. They play at the Hotel Beer Garden. They play just in the bars also, so the Chalusky brothers, Russ Skalog.
But the Wilbur Czech Festival is not just about music. One of the highlights of the weekend is the annual Miss Czech Slovak USA pageant. Nora Jurkovičová was there to represent the Czech embassy over the weekend. She describes the pageant over a rather shaky line.
A pageant, it's something very unique. I think that's the only ethnical pageant in the United States. And they were competitors from the state queens from 10 states, from all around the United States. They were wearing national costumes, and they were just beautiful. But of course, they had to prove their intelligence, their knowledge of Czech history as well.
Activities also included a duck and dumpling run, a tractor tug, and a farmyard Olympics. But despite such an action-packed programme, Russ Karpyshek insists that it was really very easy to organise.
I didn't do hardly anything this year, to be honest with you. I didn't do a whole lot. It kind of happens now because it's been going on for so long. We have wonderful volunteers. It just kind of happens. Everybody does their part and gets it together.
One of the guests of honour at this year's Wilbur Czech Festival was Nora Jurkovičová. She sat in the back of a vintage convertible and waved at the crowds of people along the route. She was glowing in her praise of Wilbur.
People there are more aware of their roots and more aware of the beauty of the tradition. So sometimes you have to travel very far from your homeland to learn about yourself and your country and your culture.
That was Nora Jurkovičová, all the way from Nebraska, ending that report.